brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I had wanted to air most of it today. I may have to on Sunday. I did an amazing interview with Gerald Celente. It's like 45 minutes long, commercial-free last night on the Nightly News. He was really on fire. We covered a lot of key topics, but I'm going to play just a few clips when we come back in the next segment. Also, we've had listeners point out that since Google, and I wish I would have used it more before they changed the algorithm, since Google changed things, has changed their whole system to stop our Google bombs, we still do them a little bit, but it just doesn't, it's not guaranteed. Maybe a third of the time we try it, it works, and then they just knock it down. But certainly, good while it lasted. We need to do more of this. So it's up to you to do these tests, and we're trying to learn about these systems and then to give us feedback about it. We're going to do a Twitter bomb and something new. We've done a Twitter bomb once, and it worked pretty well. We're going to do a Reddit bomb. A Reddit bomb on our article that is up on the Drudge Report. Where did that go? I just had it. Full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. It's red linked on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But you can also, it's from the right hand side in amongst other Super Bowl news there on the Drudge Report. A headline, full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012. First time devices linked with cancer risk used for public sports event. We're going to ask our sizable audience fighting back against the censorship when I come back from break to do everything you can to retweet, but to also go to the link at the bottom of the article at Infowars.com. At the bottom of the article, we've added a Reddit link where Paul posted it, and we want you to go vote it up. And we'll see if they do what Digg used to do when Digg was a lot big before they started censoring and, you know, destroyed themselves and their traffic went down dramatically. We didn't develop it. Listeners would dig our articles and it would go to the top. And then they just banned any InfoWars or Prison Planet. You know, that's what's frustrating is you win. It's like Ron Paul. In fact, that was from yesterday. It went up last night. When you get it out of the archive, the featured news archive, so much of our top news scrolls off into a tiny little link under a text ad. And I'm going to tell the IT guys to make that a bigger blue link or a red link to that archive where Ron Paul has been shut out of the CPAC. Now, he won, like Reagan did, the coveted CPAC 2 years in a row. Nobody's ever done that. And that shows that most conservatives and libertarians there actually like Ron Paul, just like he wins all the straw polls. And it shows there's election fraud. It shows he's winning every other metric. All you see all over the country are Ron Paul stickers, endorsement signs. But in these states known for fraud, he's getting trounced. Like a lot of polls show he's number one in Nevada. The news isn't even talking about him in Nevada. I saw a few articles saying he can win in Nevada, but instead it's all about the scumbag Donald Trump endorsing Newt Gingrich. I mean, that's all you need to know. This is a casino owner, Democratic operative who gives double to the Democrats, and he's a joke. And I'm not even saying Mitt Romney's good. Obviously, I'm not. I'm just saying every scumbag is endorsing Newt Gingrich. Give me an attacking Ron Paul. So you can't win. I'm an arrogant front for, you know, globalist money. I go bankrupt all the time, and the investors get left outside. I mean, he's just a big foppish goofball. A nobody, a front man, a bag man, a nobody. Trump's a joke, a preening peacock, everything that's wrong with this world. Prancing around constantly in public. I just want to throw up. The point is, and giving all his advice out, a bunch of deception. The point about him is, he's saying Ron Paul can't win. So, yeah, there's the article. Oh, they're going to have Romney and Gingrich there, two globalists, but not Ron Paul. Why? Because he's going to win. Oh, don't put them on the football field. Don't put that horse out there in the Kentucky Derby. It'll win. We don't want winners.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I've been telling you about eFoods Direct for a while now. Here are my top 10 reasons to stock up on food from eFoods Direct. Number 10, the food I get from eFoods Direct tastes great. Number 9, the eFoods meals are easy to prepare. 8, eFoods Direct delivers the food right to my front door. 7, most of these meals cost less than $2. 6, with their large variety, I can eat it every day. 5, I always have access to high quality and delicious food. Number 4, eFoods products don't spoil, so I never waste any food. 3, eFoods uses only safe, healthy ingredients. Number 2, I have my own food supply and don't depend on the grocery store. And the number 1 reason I promote eFoods Direct is they build special offers just for my listeners. Folks, don't wait. Get prepared now. We all need to be self-sufficient. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Jones special. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The lion's share of our audience is broadcast radio, XM, and Global Shortwave, XM Channel 166, over 100 AM and FM affiliates across the United States. And by the way, I'm actually taking over affiliate relations. Genesis is going to continue to do it as well, but I'm going to be sending emails to all our affiliates and their program directors, managers. If you ever want to get in contact with us directly, if you ever have requests for liners, or for me to come on your shows or to discuss in the future traveling to your station, you're going to be getting an email today, and one was sent out yesterday. So look for that in your inboxes because we just so many affiliates, and now it gets sent to Genesis in Minnesota and then sent to us, and it's causing some issues on us getting stuff done we're supposed to. So you still contact Genesis, but you can also contact us. If you got a question, anything, we are here to serve our AM and FM affiliates. You can also listen to the show streaming on their stations. We are number one streaming, according to Shoutcast, other metrics, just on our streams that are just a small portion of them. And, of course, the free podcast that goes up in the evening. But it's so important to support our local AM and FM affiliates as an outreach to people who are listening in mass in those towns. You can stop your car, tell people tune into the local station right now. You can, when you go in the Five and Dime or go in the gas station or go to church, you can tell folks, hey, tune in to this show. Here's the station. That's where we can really reach a lot of people. And more than ever, we're being censored. We've been delisted from Google News. That doesn't mean Google Web. You can find our articles there, though we've been pushed down in rankings. Google News, the news function, the news alert on record. Now, in the Hill newspaper today, just as Twitter announced on Monday they will be censoring at any government request, your Twitter account will be deleted, your tweets will be deleted. Indonesia, China, Iran, U.S., everything Hosni Mubarak did and they decried, they will shut it down. Google is now complying with government requests for things that are, quote, critical of government. The British are now sending D-List, which they use internally to shut down media stories in England. The censors, Google is now complying with U.S. media on that. This is beyond SOPA. And I told you, they didn't want the recording industry, a lower-level system. I mean, you go to a Bilderberg event, it's Google, it's Microsoft. I mean, they're at the top. And they're all eugenicists, of course. You got to be part of that club. Warren Buffett, all of them. And they're all about the technocracy, Silicon Valley, all of it. They're not going to let Hollywood, that's just part of their propaganda core, ham-fistedly come in and screw things up. They're going to do it through the fact that they're private corporations that have taken over the web. Okay? So you better stop using Google and the rest of them. And the corporate whore media is very jealous of Infowars.com. They're very jealous of the Drudge Report and savaging it on a daily basis now. They don't know how to deal with people that just go to a URL even when they censor everything else. They don't know how to deal with that. So please email Infowars.com out to everyone you know. Your Twitter, your Facebook, Google, the old MySpace, everything. Realize your email list. You're not going to have this forever if we don't use it now. They're trying to start shutting it down because they're scared. And we've just got to proliferate our videos and our info. And Aaron's saying we need to, you know, save all the shows on hard drives and have them as an archive, because with this Kazaa-type software, they can delete my voice off the entire Internet once it's all on cloud systems. I mean, it's already happened, and I've called the company and said, why? With Endgame, if anybody uploads 30 seconds to YouTube or other channels, it won't let them upload it. This is pre-restraint. All because I went through a distributor that then signed it to a catalog of a Canadian company to try to put Endgame in stores. I hold the copyright. It's in my contract that I can give it out free on the Internet. And you notice they left a few channels they think are mine up. But everywhere else, you can't put 30 seconds of Endgame now on the web. They can hit one button, and it'll start like a virus erasing my voice forever. Your voice. This is what their cloud system, their centralized Internet, too, is all about. So use Start Page, use other proxy systems. Stop using the globalist operation. Stop using their grid, because they're spying on you with it, you name it. But it's really coming to a head. We got Fritz Springmeier coming up with an incredible report. John's gotten together a bunch of video clips from Eyes Wide Shut, The Good Shepherd, another mainstream media where they basically show you mainstream fiction, quasi-history like The Good Shepherd, where they show you what's happening in reality through fiction in the case of Eyes Wide Shut, but then a bunch of news articles about Tony Blair and the occult and Francois Mitterrand and the occult and just a lot of other Rothschilds wearing devil necklaces on TV. I mean, old women wearing really creepy stuff and, you know, their connections to that. That's all coming up when he joins us. And we found the dead link to the old Times of London article, but it's dead, about the tortured women escaping the castle. I mean, this stuff's getting removed off the web, folks. They're removing the articles where the Rockefellers admitted they're having meetings with Bill Gates about reducing population with Oprah Winfrey and Ted Turner and Soros. One disgusting crew of scum. Now, I want everybody to listen to me carefully. Listeners have advised, as they did, we start the Google bomb. They've now blocked us on that. Very effective weapon while we had it. Wish I would have used it more when we had it. But boy, wasn't it great when we had it. We're just fighting back, probing the enemy here. We want you to do, if you believe in what we're doing and want to really get the word out and fight the TSA, but also the globalists, attempted blockade, Berlin, electronic Berlin Wall against our information, to do a Twitter bomb and to do a Reddit bomb. And Reddit, if it goes to the top, millions of people will read this article. Drudge is already doing his part with a side link that'll send hundreds of thousands. If it was a top link, it'd be millions. But we thank Drudge, period, for this link. The point is, is that full body scanners at Super Bowl 2012, first time devices linked with cancer risk used for public sports event. Fans attending the 2012 Super Bowl on Sunday will face a new level of security in addition to pat downs before they are allowed to enter the Lucas Oil Stadium. Full body x-ray scanners, the type linked to cancer by John Hopkins and others. Continuing, according to WPRI news reporter Matt Torchette, who got photos of it, despite a congressional demand for an investigation of machines following health concerns, the scanners will be part of a security setup in Indianapolis this weekend. And now they've moved out into the parking lots of the airports. So they're now search seats. It's just always out, out, out. Marking the first time the controversial device has been used for public sporting event. And they've already bought all the big mobile 18-wheelers that they've been telling you they're going to be on the streets. And Homeland Security showed interest in taser bracelets. Everyone will wear a taser bracelet when you get on the plane. They're proposing this. And you're like, oh, that'll never happen. Really, they'll never take babies' diapers off or grab colostomy bags off people or stick their hand down your pants? If you're angry about this, if you're concerned about this, go to our article at Infowars.com. It's linked in red. Go to the bottom of the article with all the documentation, and let's not just have this go moderately viral like all of our articles do. I don't want this just to be read by 200,000 people today or 300,000. Let's get 4 or 5 million. Let's do what we did a couple years ago where we pushed the TSA story out about them groping women going in the pants, and they lied about it, and then thousands of women came forward, and it blew up in their face. Let's devastate them in the info war. But only you can set this free. Only you can stomp globalist propaganda. Go to the bottom of the article, Reddit link, go to that and vote it up to the top if you use Reddit or sign up and use it. Now, the article's titled Full Body Scanners of Super Bowl 2012. All of you do it. Don't count on others. Freedom is not a spectator sport. It's a contact sport. Okay? It's about being on the field. This is war. This is modern info war. We've got to adapt, improvise, and overcome. You understand that? This is war for everything. This is the new war. It's info war. Pentagon says 90% of war is info war. They point psychological warfare at you. They point it at the troops. They're declaring our own troops the enemy. Let's fight them. Go to my Twitter. If you forget the URL at the top of all of our article pages, you can see the little Twitter icon along with YouTube and the rest of it. Go to twitter.com/realalexjones. And you can see our latest Twitters from myself. Alex Jones, get this trending. Boycott the Super Bowl over their use of cancer-causing body scanners. Use Super Bowl scanners. Super Bowl scanners. Use Twitter. Now they're starting to announce they're going to start censoring. We'll see what happens here. But get in there and take what we have, pound Super Bowl scanners, one word, and then there's an article that goes with it that we just mentioned, and send it out. Send it out, retweet it to everybody, and then respond to the tweets, respond to each other's tweets. I'm going to try to respond to your tweets. Just got to do it in between breaks here. Do this. Twitter bomb now. This is text follow Real Alex Jones to 40404 in the United States. I don't know what that means, and I'm trying to learn all this in between studying everything else. Now, for you Twitter experts, hit it hard right now. Or if you've got ideas, Twitter out your own thing about the Super Bowl. The point is, let's just attack, attack, attack. Again, Ron Paul has won the last two coveted CPAC things, showing that mainline Republicans love him and that there's a fraud and that he's really winning elections. Most of the bumper stickers, most of the endorsements, the support, the most small donations, the most military donations, on and on and on. And what's happening? What's happening? They've now told him, you're not welcome at CPAC this year. You don't get to speak, because he's showing it's all rigged. By getting on the field, he makes them censor him. He makes them block him out, so you can understand how they're gatekeeping. They're controlling you like this is the old Soviet Union. They're memory-holing information. So again, Real Alex Jones at Twitter, folks. Get it. Get my last two tweets out to everybody. Pound Super Bowl scanners. Get that trending to the top, and let's do a Reddit bomb right now. Reddit bomb the article, Full Body Scanners at Super Bowl 2012. Go to that link, bottom of the story. Get it out.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind.
I'll air more of this later in the broadcast if we have time. I got a lot of news we haven't gotten to yet. But here's Gerald Celente. When I brought up to him the fact that they're now seeing the MF money vaporize and disappear, now they're saying they found it again. They've done that about seven times. So they're just stringing people along. They know day one where the money was wired. And they're acting like they don't know, and they're acting like Corzine didn't perjure himself, and they're acting in Congress like the Justice Department didn't perjure themselves. By the way, there is a Daily Caller article, and it's got it all in there about Justice Department paid off by Cayman Island officials and people. Of course, how do you think all these big rich billionaires are allowed to have tax shelters that you or I couldn't have? Whenever you hear about a tax shelter getting busted in the Caymans or in Switzerland, that, you know, it's some guy that put $1 million in there over 20 years. You know, some guy that owned a restaurant. That's not a rich guy. That's just a middle, upper middle class person that makes the economy go. Who lawyers told you can put the money here. No, no. They only let the big boys put their billions. And it's just, it's a mafia. But let's just get to a little bit from Salente here from the Nightly News last night. The basics. Gerald Salente joins us to give us his take on that and the rest of the world economy. Gerald, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, it's always my pleasure being on with you, Alex.
Man, I tell you, you couldn't write this stuff in a weird science fiction attempt at satire. Kurt Vonnegut, as you know, wrote books about cartoonishly police state, absurdist future realities. This outdoes any of that, Gerald.
Well, it outdoes it, but what it is clear. It's the writing of prostitutes. Look how they use the language, vaporized. Yeah, just disappeared. It vaporized. Could you imagine if one of the white shoe boys didn't do this? How about if an Italian, you know, somebody like, you know, a mafia guy was caught? Oh, boy, would it be different. How about if it was somebody that they didn't like was caught? Oh, it would be a whole different story. Vaporized? It was like the Wall Street Journal's guy who wrote the story came from J.P. Morgan Chase. Alex, everybody I know in the industry knows that Corzine knew, J.P. Morgan Chase knew, everybody knew it was coming down. But look, Corzine raised, $500,000 plus recently for the Obama campaign. So it's hands off for him. You know, anybody that breaks the minor little infraction of the law, man, they got you and Jackie are dead. But not him. November, December, January, February, 4 months. 4 months this thing has been going on. Oh, we can't find $1.2 billion. Who could get away with this? Only them, and only with the help of the prostitutes.
Well, I just showed a headline where they were saying, you're just out of luck with your money. I mean, when you wire $1,000, there's a record. When you wire over $10,000, a criminal investigation is opened. He wires $1.2 billion. The head of the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, as you know, comes out and says, hey, he was involved. He did give the order. But Corzine says, hey, I wasn't involved as CEO in this. I mean, and he gets caught lying, and no one gets in trouble. Obama gets caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. He's not getting in trouble. I mean, this is ruled by criminals, Gerald. When is it going to end? How bad is it going to get? Because if they're getting away with this, hell, they might just start doing what Blackwater did in Iraq, according to federal documents, just shooting people for fun. I mean, why not? I mean, maybe, Corzine will show up at your door with a crap sandwich and make you eat it. I mean, well, he's God, I guess.
Well, again, and he's not alone here. This is from the Financial Times, just on the 30th, January 30th. Moody's, quote, did not understand $6.3 billion MF Global bet on European debt. Moody's Investor Services did, quote, did not have any understanding that MF Global, the failed futures broker, had placed a $6.3 billion proprietary bet on the debt of troubled European sovereigns until about a week before the brokerage filed for bankruptcy. Moody's. These are the people that rated all of that junk AAA. These are supposed to be the rating agencies. Oh, we didn't have an understanding. It's all a fix. The whole game is rigged. And they're screwing every one of us. Look how they get away with that kind of crap. And listen, Alex, as you know, that's why I believe that President Obama signed into law the National Defense Authorization Act. So now it allows the military to take out people like you and me who complain.
All right.
Because
absolutely,
the whole thing is crashing down, as you said.
That's why they're doing it, so they can rob us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Awaken humanity to the scientific dictatorship being built around us. We have had incredible success thanks to God and your actions. And as evil expands, good is also rising to meet it. What's the verse in the Bible? When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. The question is, are you part of that standard? Which side do you choose? The establishment churches have been overtaken by the New World Order. They are telling everybody to lay down and serve the globalists and to not be involved. They're paid off on record by Homeland Security, just as they've been in communist China and Russia. in Europe as well. Google is openly saying they will censor websites and blogs anytime a government requests, including the United States government. The U.S. government is issuing takedown notices saying, quote, the site has been critical of government. Think of the magnitude of that. And in the face of this censorship, we are trying to expose naked body scanners at the Super Bowl, groping of your children, slave training. So at the bottom of our article, full body scanners at Super Bowl, it's red linked on Infowars.com. You can also find the article on the right-hand side of DrudgeReport.com and other fine websites out there. Get it. Go to the bottom, and we're going to do a Reddit bomb, also a gigantic website reaching millions a day. We want to send it to number one. We're testing a new weapon in the info war, the Reddit bomb, and doing Reddit a favor, sending them a bunch of traffic. And they'll do us a favor of it going to the top. Let's see how that works. Go to that link and vote it up. Also, we are doing a Twitter bomb here. You go to my Twitter, Alex Jones. You go to twitter.com/realalexjones. Twitter's now saying they're going to start censoring, so let's fight back against that. And do pound Super Bowl scanners. Copy our term, and let's send it viral, trending to the top. Get this trending. Boycott the Super Bowl over their use of cancer-causing body scanners. Use pound Super Bowl scanners. Do it now. And also there's a link to the articles. People will learn more about this total takeover of society. And then we're going to go to our guest in a moment, Weldon, who runs the back office area and shipping. We have come up with a Got Liberty shirt that is the Liberty Bell at Infowars.com under it. Very handsome. It says Proclaim Liberty, and it's got in big words, Got Liberty. So we're also going to come up with some shirts that say Legalize Freedom. We already have one that says that, but a lot of new T-shirts at Infowars.com. If you want to meet like-minded people, believe me, you wear a Got Liberty Infowars.com shirt, you're going to find a lot of like-minded people in your area. And then it's just black on the back. Also, we printed a few thousand of this book, and the way it's going, we're going to have to reprint soon. I am not the publisher of this book, but I did work with Fritz to, I guess, advance him the money so he could print a whole bunch of these with a big printer and not an on-demand. That way the author can actually get back on his feet after being a political prisoner, and we can make sure we can ship these out to you and fund our own operation. So it's back in print, Bloodlines, the Illuminati, amazing book, available at Infowars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. People always complain, I never give the address out. It's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And your purchase of this book, and by the way, it sells for as much as $300 on eBay and Amazon because it's been quasi out of print. Not really promoted. It's not going to be a rare book now, though. We're putting thousands of them out. And that's good news. This information needs to be known. But for you entrepreneurs out there, you can buy them now while they're still going for that much online. You can buy them for a fraction of that and sell them. So, again, available at Infowars.com. Bloodlines Illuminati by Fritz Springmeier. Published by Pentrax, his publisher, his company. Now, getting into this, we've done a lot of basic dredging of research I'd already done over the years, but I asked John Bound to go back, one of our nightly news coordinators, and he also works on the radio show as a producer. I asked him to go back, and I just said, search this, and you can do this too, and you'll find a lot more than we're going to present here, because it's one thing to find something to get it and put it to graphics and video and show it to you here. And if you're a radio listener, a new listener, you're going, show it to us. Yes, we're blasting out on XM 166 over 100 AM and FM affiliates and Global Shortwave WWCR 100,000 watt blowtorch. So that's our big audience. But I got sick many years ago, going back 17 years ago, first getting on air, with people saying you're making that up. So I created Infowars.com. So whatever I covered that night, doing it myself at first, and then my girlfriend, and you know, and then folks I hired, updating whatever main stories I was going to cover, I would just post links to them or legislation so you know I wasn't making it up. And then I said, why not just start putting the show to video so it's all right there? So I mean, because we post a link to stuff and the Washington Post can take it down. But if I show it to you here, or I show you a video clip, or I show you Rothschilds wearing devil necklaces, or I show you articles about Francois Mitterrand, the former French leader, you can find all these articles about him obsessed with Luciferian rituals, him involved in all sorts of weird activity, his commissioning of the Louvre Pink Pyramid with 666 pieces of glass. I had a professor on a few years ago that published a book where they admit that the big parliaments in Ottawa and other areas in the provincial capitals are all built to occultic specifications of 666, and it's admitted, and they shut them down and do rituals in them. A lot of public buildings, they shut down areas of them and do rituals in them. And again, these are the religions that predate Christianity, that had to go underground under that. They don't call themselves devil worshipers. The devil is their god. Lucifer, the light bearer. And there's really 360 degrees in the Illuminati Masonic system. Low-level Masons don't even know this. And early on, we're not part of it because it even, you know, Masonry goes back to Solomon and secret knowledge. And that was more of the, you'd call it the right hand of Jewish mysticism itself that came out of, well, after the captivity, Babylonian and the Zohar and the rest of it. But that's all new compared to the Egyptian. This all is Egyptian. And then it went into Greece, and then that went into Rome. This is the system. And they're all about knowledge, how humans operate, study of knowledge, control. But within this, these larger schools of mystery school, many of which see themselves as altruistic, always at the core, the violent, the psychopathic, the murdering, the most brutal, always take control. So I'm giving you this from their perspective. You understand that in this whole occult universe, which just means hidden, it's all the colors of the rainbow. But always at the heart of it are the most vicious, murdering, child-killing people you can imagine. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, all of it. It is about how ruthless you can be. And you see this manifested, and we're going to Fritz here in a moment. I want to preface this. You see this manifested in every organized crime syndicate, whether they be Russian, Italian, Jewish, Latin American. You've got to kill an innocent to really get into the inner sanctum. Go kill that old lady. Go rob an old man in a truck and shoot him in the head. We want to see it on the news. Go kill a kid in a playground. Even in many branches of La Cosa Nostra, they burn images of Jesus and Mary and say a little devilish prayer. It's like showing that you'll really get into something wicked. And you go to Bohemian Grove, it's just a gateway to the pedophile stuff that they do off-site from our research. It's like, okay, be part of this or we don't trust you. So it's basically rolling around in the cess is how you become part of the club. And they constantly, in different European countries, you can just type it up, government officials caught in pedophile scandal, government officials caught in occult scandal. Just start page search engine these terms. Use a search engine, search them. Rothschilds, the occult. Tony Blair, the occult. Hillary Clinton, the occult. Tony Blair, spirit of the light. It's in the London Guardian, other articles. He flops around on the ground every morning and is possessed by it. I mean, you can't make this up. Francois Mitterrand running around doing Luciferian rituals. Ronald Reagan obsessed with his astrologer, which is just an offshoot of all this, and what color tie he wore and when he spoke to the minute, according to it. This is what goes on. You know about Hollywood and the occult and the Rolling Stones and a sacrificed dead black child and no one got in trouble because government officials were there reportedly. You didn't know about that? Look it up. John Lennon, they tried, of course, to recruit him into this. That's why his later music was all about Luciferianism being bad, devil worship being bad, population control being bad, how the elite are devils. And so they killed him. Look at Eyes Wide Shut, Stanley Kubrick, who you better believe got invited to things like this. And there's names very similar to George Soros in it, as, you know, the bad guy character. And his wife, he finds out, is really an occultist. And he died a day after refusing to cut 24 minutes of it. Well, they cut it. You better believe they cut out of this film. And I'm showing some video. Go ahead and play some audio of that as well. Start that over. Yeah, keep it rolling there. So, and then we also have a clip of a French film showing this. But I want to, again, explain. They don't see themselves as devil worshippers. And what they do is they finally get population to accept public sacrifice. The Romans would sacrifice people at a funeral. And then that became a stylized fight between the slaves. Then it became gladiators. The Greeks actually engaged in human sacrifice. They sacrificed their children. They threw them off cliffs. Here's a clip from La Vampire, New Redemption. And they have, you know, the lady commit suicide under mind control. That's part of one of their rituals. They all put their little mask on now. And again, this is how the system throws it in your face. We have photos of top Rothschild family members wearing Baphomet necklaces at sporting events. I mean, old women with giant chains around their neck in a $5,000 gown with Baphomet. I mean, this is what they're into, because it's all about your animals. We're going to eat you. See, they don't just kill us, they embrace it. Now, I give you Fritz Springmeier, author of Bloodlines, The Illuminati. He's going to speak about 30 minutes, then we'll open the phones up in the last 45. But he joins us today. Fritz Springmeier, Bloodlines, The Illuminati, available at Infowars.com. And when I read this, it had to be, I don't know, 99 or so. I don't remember. I was sent a copy. Been on air a few years. I was like, this can't be true. But then over the years, so much of it turned out to be true. I mean, I was there at Bohemian Grove when they were doing the mock ritual of killing a child, and the old men, I was like, oh, this is interesting. They were like, be quiet. And they were just going like, oh. I mean, this was religious. I mean, I've been in Baptist churches and Holy Rolling churches growing up, folks, and these people were getting off on it more than Christians worshiping God. I mean, they were in rapture. Fritz Springmeier, good to have you here with us, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Do you agree or disagree with anything I just said in the last 10 minutes?
I thought you were doing a good job of covering things.
Okay, I'm going to just do something different.
Don't have a problem with it.
Well, thank you, my friend. I'm going to, this segment and the next few, I'm going to just sit back, whatever issues you want to cover about the ruling elite, the families, who they are, whatever direction you want to go in. I know you sent some photos that we're going to put on screen. Radio listeners can later go to Infowars.com. We'll post the videos by tomorrow of this interview so people can check this for themselves. But you've got the floor, Fritz.
Okay, well, thank you. You mentioned a couple things that were related to what I had in mind. One is, as you mentioned, Philip E. de Rothschild. And I wanted to bring out some of the misconceptions about the Illuminati. And one of the misconceptions is that the Rothschilds are a European phenomenon. But the Philip E. de Rothschild, she and her husband, the Baron, went into business with Robert Mondavi down in Napa Valley, California. So we've got Rothschilds all across the United States. That family is not just a European phenomenon. And you're going to show a picture of her that you have. So that's great. I also wanted to discuss along that line some of the other misconceptions that people have about the Illuminati. Well, one of them is that all of these members in the Illuminati are kingpins in the Illuminati. That's sort of like imagining that within a tribe, all of them are chiefs. It's not the case. Some of these people are just low-level flunkies. It's just like an analogy is like there's millions of gods in Hinduism. You know, you have Vishnu and Tara and Shiva and Kali. But a lot of these, the majority of gods, nobody's even heard of them. They're obscure. So some of these illuminated members of the Illuminati are not kingpins in any shape or form. They're not all chiefs in this tribe. But your pillars of society are very oftentimes Illuminati. And that's one of the misconceptions, too, that people have is, you know, when we get into discussing these people, you know, we can look at the dark side of them, like you were bringing out. There's a dark side to them. But to make another analogy, when Christians read the Bible and they read about the Pharisees, they see all the negative things that Christ said about them. Oh, these people are snakes, you know, and they think that the Pharisees were just horrible. But if you lived back then, who were the Pharisees? They were the people's role models. A Pharisee had a lot of power. He was the equivalent of several things wrapped up in one. Not only was he the equivalent of a Supreme Court justice, but also a congressman and the head of a Bible college.
And a judge.
And they had the reputation of somebody like Billy Graham. So these were the people that a mother would want her child to emulate. I want my son to grow up to be like that Pharisee, you know. And so we're dealing with the same thing today. These Illuminati kingpins, a lot of them are pillars in society. Some of them, their occupation is philanthropist. A philanthropist, that means he spends his time giving money away. So it's not like they're not doing good deeds. It's not like that, like they're just...
Fritz, your Skype's breaking up a bit. It was great last week. We may have to reconnect. I even skipped the break here to give you time, but then it started breaking up. But just to be clear, Bill Gates put his $80 billion in a tax-free foundation. It makes money, and now it's tax-free, and he's buying up Big Pharma, everything, and living off of it, and then using what money, the profit it makes, to steer society. But then we're told, oh, he's giving to us. Yeah, he's giving us poison GMO.
Yes, their giving is within their own self-interests and promotes their agendas.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not altruistic like we might think. Can you hear me better?
Yes, you're better now. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's see. So... Just letting people realize that they're the ones who created the system. They're making a large share of the important decisions of this system. If they were to evaporate and all disappear, we would not have the system like we have it today because they play an important role in things. Unfortunately, a lot of the agendas and decisions that they're making are really scary. If they were to all disappear tomorrow, I feel confident we wouldn't have such large wars like the Cold War, World War II, World War I. These are manufactured wars that they created. And one of the things that people read about in the Bloodlines book, they will see the document there that the Secretary of the Treasury, Morgenthau, and FDR put into law on December 13, 1941, a few days after Pearl Harbor, they very quietly made this law that allows certain people to trade with the enemy. And who were the types of people that could trade with the enemy? Onassis, Rockefeller. Oh, these people are Illuminati kingpins making big bucks off of World War II. There were like 450 Greek ships prior to World War II. Almost all of them were sunk at some point or the other in different places around the world by the two sides because we had a world war going on. However, Aristotle Onassis' ships were never attacked no matter where they were sailing. And they sailed to all parties.
Let me just stop you. Yeah, guys, you can pull up while he's talking because this is so key. Only Halliburton was allowed under the sanctions in the last decade Plus, to sell oil field equipment to Iran. And the same thing, they were allowed with a handful of groups to sell to Saddam. They put the sanctions in to shut down all their competition. It's the same trick. You have to know what page of the book that document's on. I want to show it to people.
Correct. I don't write hand because right offhand, because
I'll look
I don't
the,
have a copy.
I'll look in the bibliography. What would that be under? Trading with the end? Look it up. Keep going.
So we have wars that are created, manufactured wars. Then you got a lot of the storylines. I just laugh because they remind me of Back to the Future and Biff. You know, you have this like Aristotle of Onassis. His family was from Turkey, and he goes to Argentina. I think he was like 19 when he went to Argentina, Buenos Aires, and he was washing dishes and arrived as a refugee, penniless. And within a year, he was a millionaire. And people say, well, he just worked long hours at washing dishes. what was their family involved in back in Turkey? Well, it was applying opium. And there's a group of men in Europe that have made decisions, the Council of 300 men, wise men, that for a couple centuries at least have made the decisions for Europe. And they decided which families would be allowed to trade in the opium. One of the families that they decided that they would allow to become rich was the Astor family. So we have another Biff in Back to the Future story where we have this guy, John Jacob Astor the First, and I sent you a picture of him. The guy was a butcher helping his dad, and then he comes to America, and his brother in New York City was given a monopoly by the British when they were controlling New York City during the American Revolution. He was given a monopoly by the British to supply the beef for the British army that occupied New York City during the war. What a lucrative monopoly. And strangely, nobody ever wonders or questions someone like John Jacob Astor about his British affiliations. You would think that after Americans had fought a war against Britain, that they would be suspicious of.
Well, let me back you up on this. Let me back you up. It's admitted with Skull and Bones. We're going to reconnect after the break with you on Skype to make sure it's a little bit clearer, but most of it's clear, Fritz, but key information. The trading with the enemy, type stuff. Look at Skull and Bones. Look at the Bushes, the main U.S. agents of the Nazis allowed to get away with it, backing up what you've said. And that's what they say about Skull and Bones and the documents that have been leaked. You're given money and power, but you're told it's always given to the group, and you're going to be given this money, but only to control it for the collective. And that's like Bill Gates, his dad's Army intelligence, some out of nowhere head of Planned Parenthood, big eugenicist. His son is then given, we've now documented, technologies that were there, allowed to have the monopoly for a while. IBM gives it away to him. That run by Watson, the big eugenicist, who said in his deathbed, we've got to set up all these subsidiaries so that we get around the laws on monopolies. I mean, you just see it. And here's that document where all the big U.S. companies were allowed to fund Hitler right through the war. And I've talked to pilots, and most of them are dead now, but it's on record, that they couldn't bomb the General Motors and Ford plants in Germany that were making the tanks our troops were fighting. The whole thing was a New World Order war against humanity.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.